répétez ces ordres et découvrez leur traduction en français. Move inside. Avancez. Stop the music. Arrêtez la musique. Listen. Écoutez. Nous avons entendu aussi les phrases utilisant l'impératif négatif avec don't. Il peut aussi exprimer un conseil, une prière, etc. Répétez ces phrases maintenant et découvrez l'impératif négatif. Don't move inside. N'avancez pas. Don't stop the music. N'arrêtez pas la musique. Don't block the passage. Ne bloquez pas le passage. Répétez enfin l'impératif à la première personne du pluriel avec let's. C'est la contraction de let us. Let's move inside. Avançons. Let's stop the music. Arrêtons la musique. Let's go to the police station. Allons au poste de police. Comme Louise et Andrew, nous avons découvert l'ambiance de ce car rapide. Vous avez répondu vrai ou faux aux énoncés et répondu aux questions. Vous savez maintenant utiliser l'impératif en anglais. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA! Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va interviewer un jeune musicien dans son appartement. Vous apprendrez à interroger quelqu'un sur l'endroit où il habite et à parler de votre logement. Je vous interrogerai aussi. USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va interviewer un jeune musicien dans son appartement. Quelques expressions avant de commencer. A musician, un musicien. Violin. The violin, le violon. My home, mon foyer. My home. A big house, une grande maison. A big house. A small apartment, un petit appartement. A small apartment.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. Do you like the violin?
I love the violin.
Would you like some coffee or tea?
No, thanks. I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You're a young musician. How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Do you have a family?
I have a family in Finland. I don't have a family here.
Do you work? Do you have a job?
I'm a musician. I don't work now. I'm a student.
Do you study at the university?
Yes, I do.
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home. Where do you live?
I live in Baltimore.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
This apartment is very small.
I live in a small apartment, too. It's my home.
I live in a big house in Finland, but this is my home here. Excuse me.
Hello, Manny. Come in.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Martin Lerner. How are you?
Hi. I'm Manny.
Mr. Lerner is a reporter. Manny is my friend.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks.
Where is your home?
Here.
You live here in this apartment?
No. I don't live in this apartment. I live here in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
My home is very small.
My home is very small, too.
Le mot home, foyer, son chez-soi, signifie l'endroit où vous habitez actuellement. Que ce soit une maison, un appartement, ou votre village, la maison de vos parents, ou n'importe quelle habitation. Écoutez encore ces phrases.
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home.
Where do you live?
I live in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
Where do you live?
I live in an apartment.
Essayez de répondre à cette question. Where do you live? Vous pouvez répondre de plusieurs façons, ou par votre quartier, le nom de votre quartier, votre ville ou votre rue. Where do you live? À vous de répondre. Where do you live? Donnez-moi le nom de votre ville ou le nom de votre village. Et vous commencez par I live in.
Where do you live?
Répondez encore. Je réponds à la même question. Where do you live? I live in Adelphi, Maryland, at 1800 Metzerat Road, apartment number 202. Where do you live? Travaillons ensemble. Where do you live? Où habitez-vous? Where do you live? Voilà plusieurs possibilités. Je vais répondre avec vous et pour vous. Where do you live? I live in Kinshasa. Where do you live? I live in Douala. Where do you live? I live in Abidjan. Where is your home? Où est votre foyer? My home is in Casamance, Sénégal. Where is your home? My home is in Chaba, Zaïre. Where is your home? My home is in Douala, Cameroun. Where is your home? My home is in Ivory Coast. Where is your home? My home is in the United States. Une autre question courante. Where are you from? D'où venez-vous? I'm from Senegal. Where are you from? I'm from the United States. Where are you from? I'm from Zambia. Where are you from? I'm from Kenya. Where are you from? I'm from South Africa. Where are you from? I'm from Ivory Coast. Where are you from? I'm from Burundi. Where do you live? Où habitez-vous? Where is your home? Où est votre foyer? Where are you from? D'où venez-vous?
Manny, where do you live in Bloomington?
I live at 526 Hamilton Street.
Do you live in a house?
No, I don't.
Do you live in a dormitory?
No, I don't.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do. It's very small.
How many rooms does it have?
It has one large room and one very small room.
Une façon de demander à quelqu'un où il habite, c'est de poser une question à laquelle il faudra une réponse. Yes, I do, c'est-à-dire oui, ou no, I do not, ou plutôt la contraction qui est plus ordinaire, no, I don't, non, no, I don't. Écoutez bien ces exemples.
Do you live in a house?
No, I don't.
Do you live in a dormitory?
No, I don't.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
Did you live in a house?
Yes, I lived in a house in Finland.
Maintenant, répondez aux questions. Vous allez répondre par l'affirmative, c'est-à-dire yes, I do, ou le négatif, no, I don't. Essayez de bien comprendre les questions. Do you live in a house? Do you live in a dormitory? Do you live in an apartment? Est-ce que vous vivez dans une maison? Est-ce que vous vivez dans un dortoir? Ou est-ce que vous vivez dans un appartement? Allez-y!
Do you live in a house? Do you live in a dormitory? Do you live in a house?
Where is your home? Vous avez appris, je l'espère, à répondre à la question Where do you live? Where are you from? And where is your home? Exercez-vous avec vos amis ou votre famille jusqu'à notre prochaine leçon.
Maybe now we can switch page and go forward on the timeline in the future. So maybe we can ask Pierrette to ask. To ask ICDB something about the month in the future, ahead. Go ahead, Pierrette.
Hello? ICDB, what will you do next month?
Okay, next month I will be traveling to the village. Mm-hmm. I will be traveling to my village to work with my parents.
Wow.
Okay.
Perfect answer.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Did you like that, Pierrette?
Yes.
Okay. How about you, Jeff, Pascal? What do you think of that?
About the answer or about the question?
The question was perfect. The answer was perfect. Are you happy with the lesson? Because I think we're all happy with the lesson.
Okay. I am happy, correct?
Is there something you want to add to this lesson before we say goodbye?
Okay. With the time you're expecting the next month or next week, next day, okay?
Well, I think Roger...
Sure, an example.
Okay, are you going to give us one more example?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One example? Okay, one example. Next month, next day, I will write a letter to Madame Michelle. Do you understand my example?
Okay. Oh, okay. So you mean tomorrow or next month?
Tomorrow. Next day, I will write a letter to Madame Michelle.
Next day?
Next month. Next month,
yeah.
We will celebrate my birthday.
Hmm.
Wonderful. God willing. Yes. Hmm.
Yes.
Hello! VOA Afrique vous présente Learning English, un programme entièrement en anglais, tous les soirs, pour vous aider à vous familiariser avec cette langue. Vous retrouverez dans ce programme la lecture posée, les phrases et le vocabulaire spécialement choisis pour faciliter la compréhension de l'anglais parlé. Et donc, rendez-vous sur VOA Afrique pour plus d'anglais avec Learning English à partir de 21h30 TU après English USA sur FM sur VOA Afrique. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have my fellow colleague
Roger Mouton.
And some guests here. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Raven Moore.
And
Eva Tatiana Rosso.
Welcome everyone from across the world. Some of you are in East Africa, some of you in West Africa, some of you in Asia and the Middle East. Nice to have you. Join us on Facebook sur Anglais Télé as well. So today, we're going to talk about how do we ask questions.
Okay.
And of course, I'm saying how, which that's one of
that's the questions.
That's a question. How do we ask questions? And I'm using do.
How do
right, so
we ask?
How do we ask questions? Well, we're going to put Roger on the spot.
I'm in trouble.
I'm going to ask a question. Are we going to put Roger on the spot? Yes or no?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Are okay. We? We are.
So are we is the question? Yes, we are. Okay, so Roger.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you happy?
No.
Okay. That's an example
of... I am not.
Exactly. Now, when you're using the verb to be, mm-hmm. and you're asking a question with to be, mm-hmm. most answers are going to be direct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you from Korea?
No.
Okay. Are you from France?
Maybe.
Are you from New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
I said, yes, I am.
She's trying
yes,
to,
I am.
You're trying to confuse us.
That's right.
Okay, so when... the questions are with the verb to be, mm-hmm. most of the times the answers are yes or no. Are you sick?
No.
Okay. Are we in the U.S.?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
And I just have to add what Michelle is saying so we all remember this. So what Michelle is saying, it's we usually call it in English an open-ended question. It's a yes or no answer.
Oh, no, that's closed.
Yes.
But, I'm sorry, closed.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, right. Let me correct that. Closed.
Open-ended.
I'm sorry, thank you. Closed answer, you're right.
Yes.
That's a no or a yes, correct.
Right.
Thank you, Raven.
Right. Often my mother asks me a lot of closed-ended questions.
Yes.
And I can't give her any information. I have to
that
say
you know.
Yes or no. That's
right.
It.
So that's how we call it, right? And
yes.
And most people have to understand that because it's what you tell them, either a yes or a no.
Mm-hmm.
Without too much
right.
Yeah.